prior to this project, you know, if I closed my eyes and thought of the mural, I would immediately see something that is like a sepia tone train or an old Coca-Cola sign painting on the side of the building. And I think what's significantly different about this project is that the purpose of this project was to go into communities and to evoke the stories of the people who lived in those places and to pull them to the forefront. And so the murals in that way would be about the people who lived in the place. And so there was an opportunity to do a project in each of the six states that is handled by the Mid-America Arts Alliance, a regional arts alliance, and that communities would apply to have the project come to them, and making an argument why this was something that would be really beneficial in their community.
But a lot of people feel like public art is not something that they're interested in or something that they want to participate in. You as an artist, how do you change their mind?
It's a fundamental question that has to do with how we approach art in our society. I think there's become, in a lot of ways, a disconnect with how art functions and what art is. You know, if you look to other cultures, everyone participates in making art. You don't have to define yourself as a fine artist and be exclusionary in that way. And I think that's something that's revisited through this film and through these mural projects. When everybody comes to the table to create something, the art is not diluted, it's enriched. And the stories that we're most intrigued by, sometimes they're fantastic or they're marvelous, but it's the ones that we have a personal connection to. It's about the place where you live. It's about your concerns. And so in that mode of inclusion, I think it's hard to have disinterest because you, by default, are interested.
Did you find that people gravitated toward historical instances? Like, what are we going to put in this mural? Oh, well, we should put in the story of our founding. Or was it more allegorical?
Yeah, it was the first part. And I think it's not any different than a relationship you would have with another person. When you first meet someone, where do you work? Do you have kids? You know, these things that they're really important, but they're the surface level aspects of your identity. And once you can break through and somebody becomes vulnerable, you start getting into those more interesting characteristics. Our relationship when we were staying in these communities and working on the project were the same. The first presentation is the shell. You know, this happened in 1876. We grow a lot of wheat. We have oil production here. Okay, so once we get into that, we go, well, what does that mean? What does that mean you have oil production? Well, it means that there was a boom at this time in the community, and so this part of the town developed, and the other part of the town didn't develop, and these people moved here, and these people, and then all of a sudden you get into these really rich narratives of what that happening 100 years ago means today, and what that effect was extending out. In that way, it was also a great education of regional U.S. history for us working on these projects in a way that I hadn't experienced before, even as someone who's gone through a lot of schooling. This hands-on talking to people, hearing their stories firsthand was a super way of condensing or to putting these local regional histories into a digestible way that they could be understood.
Watching the film, I was surprised at how difficult it was for some of these community members to come to any kind of consensus about what to put in the mural, how to put it, how to depict it, where it was going to go. But in the end, I think what we come away with is that having that experience was worth it.
Absolutely. Those struggles exist because we're inviting a wide group of people to come in and take part in a discussion. And when you do that, and the discussion is about things that truly matter to everyone involved, you can't expect that that's going to go flawlessly without contest. But the focus is really on what does it look like when we put arts and culture at the forefront of our daily lives and we start engaging with the people that we're surrounded by in a way that can lead to not a new type of civic engagement, but one that we're not practicing quite enough in our society right now.